Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 Peter as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Salvation is available to all mankind. It is not up for debate. It is not up for dispute. It's the truth of Scripture. And to deny that is to deny the very nature of God, who sent his Son to die for all creation, who's willing that all should come to repentance, not willing that any should perish. But God respects our free will. We are allowed to make a choice. And God, who knew what you were going to look like before you were even thought about, God, who knew what your parents were going to name you before your parents were even born, God, who knew you from the beginning of time, knows what you're going to do in your life. You're not going to surprise him. He's all-knowing. And he uses this knowledge in a special way. So first, we're establishing that we aren't some kind of special hand-picked people out of the world, and everyone else doesn't even have a choice. That is heresy. Every man and woman has a choice of what to do with Jesus Christ, to accept him or to reject him. Now, God knows who's going to accept him. Is he not all-knowing? We can establish that through Scripture. So, what he's done is he's used that knowledge and he's crafted a special plan for you and your new life with Christ Jesus. Let's take a look at a few verses here. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Again, never losing the mentality that salvation is for all. The Great Commission is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why would we waste time preaching the gospel to those to which cannot receive it? The gospel's for all, not just a select few or a privileged. It's for all. So in Romans 8:28, familiar passage of Scripture, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Look at verse 29. We're continuing the same thought. All things work together for good for these people. This thought's continuing. Most people cut it off right there. All things work together for good to them that love God. Some people stop right there. All things work together for good. And that's kind of their life slogan. Well, there's more to that. Okay. To them that love God. Well, there's more to that. To them that love God. Because here's the people that really love God. That's the difference. We can stop with to them that love God if we understand what it means to love God. What does it mean to love God? Well, it's them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom? Who people are we talking about? These people that all things work together for good for. He did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And then he says, what shall we say? That familiar passage of Scripture, if God be for us, who can be against us? Whom, this is the key right here in verse 29. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. God knew in eternity past everything that would unfold throughout the history of the world and the future that we've yet to see yet. And in this perfect knowledge, he saw fit to make a plan for you and I to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, two important things I want us to note about this. One, he foreknew it first, and then he predestined it. That's what it says right here. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He had a plan from eternity past. I didn't accept, this is important, I did not accept Christ as my Savior and now walk with him daily because he predestined that to be the plan from the beginning of time. He predestined the plan for my life to walk with him because he knew I would accept Jesus Christ as Savior. You understand? God is allowed to plan things. You and I plan things all the time. But suddenly, when God in all of his magnificence and his glory sees the paths that our lives are going to take, and he makes a perfect plan for them, now suddenly that's a scary thought because, well, we're allowed to make plans, but God just has to kind of sprinkle his blessings on us and let us run around, you know? Well, that's not what Scripture says. Scripture says God has a plan for his people. And it's not just a public plan for all of his people, it's a personal plan for your life. We should be encouraged knowing that before time itself, God saw. He saw that Kelly was going to accept Christ as Savior, and God said, I'm going to set up some special things in Kelly's life. That's that time flow that we have to have that mentality of. Why? Because everybody's free to make that choice. It's the Holy Spirit woos and calls them to that repentance, to accept Christ as Savior. It's available to all men, but we have a free will. Secondly, God's will doesn't always happen. God doesn't superimpose his will all the time in every little area of our life. Why? Go back to the statement I made to set all this up. God respects man's free will and his choices. When they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, God says he's going to render to every man according to his work. Literally, the choices you made, God's going to honor them whether they be good or bad. He said, you made this decision. Here's what you get for it. And the most important decision that they'll ever answer for is whether they accepted or rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. But the Bible says God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is his will. Is that going to take place here upon this earth? There are people among us that are going to be among the perished for all eternity, doomed and damned, from that place of hell into the place of the lake of fire, burning forever and ever. So I'm here to tell you that God has a perfect will, but we are imperfect people, and he respects our choices, free will of man. That's why God moves so great when the people are willing. God says, you don't want me to use you? I use the rocks. They'll cry out, my glory, my magnificence. He doesn't need us. We've got to understand that. So he didn't elect us and damn others before the beginning of time to somehow serve out this purpose. Since creation in the garden, he has respected the choices of man and let them make a choice. That's why our intentions are so important. That's why we have to get a grasp of intentional worship. We have to make it real to have an intentional walk with Christ. These things don't just happen by accident because, well, if God wills it, it'll happen. If he doesn't, it doesn't. There's another variable in that formula that we forget about, and that's the free will of man. The overarching plan that God has established from beginning to end, and in the book of Revelation, nothing's going to interfere with that. Man cannot prevent the coming of Christ. But there are areas where man has a choice. And one of the most important choices that we have after accepting Christ as our Savior is how we handle our walk with Christ now. It has to be intentional, not by happenstance. God has a plan. And that's the second part of that I want us to see. He's planned out some things for our life, but we've already established that God's will doesn't always happen 100% of the time. Because when it doesn't, it's because he's honored the choices of man. Man has messed it up. Did you know God has a plan for your life, my life? But we can mess it up.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.